Okay, good to see everybody. We're on Yud Aleph today. Yud Aleph. So I'll begin on Yud Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? At the two dots. So this is a 10b, four lines from the bottom. Im yesh lo tzurat petach af pi sharachav meyaser eino tzrich lamayit. We said in the Mishnah, tzurat petach is a door frame. In other words, you have a kana al gabayin. I have a lintel, and then a cross beam on top. That's tzurat petach. So the Tanna Mishnah says that the opening has to be limited to 10 amot. We can't have an opening that's wider than 10 amot. But if you have a tzurat petach, if I have this door frame, then even if it's wider than 10, that's an override. So tzurat petach resolves the problem. Tzurat petach resolves the problem. So the Gemara says, Ashkan tzurat petach, the mahani barachvo. So we see tzurat petach is a antidote or a solution for width problems. I have a tzurat petach, I can override with the width. The amaltra, the mahani begavvo. And then with the height, we had already earlier in the parak, amaltra is like a prominence or a protuberance. Remember, the korah had to be limited to 20 amot, but if there was an amaltra there, it could be higher. It's like a flashing light. So the Gemara says, Ibchamai, what would be the opposite? What if I have an amaltra, you know, on the side post? Could I do it wider than 20 amot? And then what if I have tzurat petach? Can I override the height with the tzurat petach? So Tashma, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Mavui should gavoa me'esrim amal yamayit. If a Mavui is higher than 20 amot, you should reduce the height. He says, v'miyesh to tzurat petach, eino tzurich lamayit. If it has a tzurat petach, you don't have to. So it seems like tzurat petach is an override for width, and tzurat petach is an override for height. He says, eino tzurich lamayit. Amaltra barachvo mai. What about an amaltra with its width? If I have the prominence, you know, on the sides, can I override the width issue? So the Gemara says Tashma, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Mavui shukavoa meyestrim amal yamayit. If a Mavui is higher than 20 amot yamayit, I should make it less. He says, Varacha meyestri yamayit. If it's wider than 10 amot, I should reduce it. V'miyesh la tzurta petach eino tzrich lamayit. If it has tzurta petach, so all bets are off, I can go over. If it has an amaltra, prominence or protuberance, I don't have to make it less. So the Gemara says, my love, a sefer. Is it not that last clause is talking about the sefer? The sefer, we're talking about the width. The ratio, we're talking about the height. So if the amaltra is talking about the width, then I have the answer to my question. The amaltra will override the width as well. So lo, a ratio. So the Gemara says, no, it could be talking about that it's on the ratio. So the Gemara is not able to, the Gemara so far has been able to say that tzurat petach is a solution for width problems and height problems. The amaltra, we've only been able to conclusively say it helps with height problems. We don't know the answer about width problems, all right? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything they did so far? Everybody good? All right, I'm moving on. So we're on the eighth line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 11a. Okay. So it says, Matni le Rav Yehuda l'chiyah barav kami d'rav. So Rav Yehuda was teaching Rav's son. Rav's son was chiyah barav. He was teaching chiyah barav the Mishnah. Eino tzirich l'mayit. So he taught him the Mishnah that if I have a tzurat petach, I don't have to reduce the width because I have tzurat petach. So he says, Amar le ani ein tzarich l'mayit. So Rav said, you're not teaching him right. You should teach the tzarich lamayit. So Rav is teaching a different version of the Mishnah that even if you have a tzurat petach, it doesn't do anything for you. You have to leave it at no greater width than 10 amot, right? So Amar Rav Yosef, midivre Rabbeinu Nilmad, chatzer shiru betachim chalonot, ein ani teret betzurat petach. So Rav Yosef said we can extrapolate, Rabbeinu, our rabbi, is Rav. We can extrapolate from Rav's ruling that if I have a chatzer, which is mostly patachim and chalonot. So patachim are entranceways and chalonot are windows. But windows doesn't mean like a glass window like we have. It's a hole in the wall. But it's talking about that the chalon begins with within less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Now, I think I have a nice picture or a picture for you. Let me see if I have picture. Where's picture? Which one's the picture? One second. Where'd my picture go? All right, give me one second. Give me one second. One second.
Art school has a picture.
One minute, I got it.
Art school has a good picture.
Okay,
number three.
Okay, you'll have art school in a second. One second. Okay. Okay. So anyway, so here you see this is picture 139. So I have a chatzer and it's surrounded by, you see all these big petachim. And these windows. So it's mostly, it means that the parutz is meruba than the omed. There's more open than closed. That's the basic idea. So back in the Gemara. So he says, so chaser shabruba
p'tacha. The art scroll picture doesn't bear that out.
All right, let me look at the art scroll picture in a minute. Where's the art scroll? Why does it not bear it out? I'm looking at the art scroll picture. Why does it not bear it out?
There's more windows, more open space than closed.
Right.
I think there's more wall than windows there.
No, there's supposed to be more open space. Anyway, let's say, excuse me. Now, he says, so chatzah shebu petachim chalonot, eni teret b'tzurat petach. So if it's mostly open space, it doesn't become mutar b'tzurat petach. So if I have the fact, see the way he's setting it up here, that there's like a tzurat petach here and tzurat petach here, but that doesn't resolve the issues. That's what he's saying. Let's take a look. So my taima, why? Hoil v'yoter me eser osir b'mavui. Means with in an entranceway wider than 10 amo asers with a mavui who parts mubala omeid oser bechatzer, and when it's more open that asers the chatzer my yoter meyeser oser mavui and anitar b'tzurah petach a parts mubala omeid oser bechatzer and anitar b'tzurah petach. So he's saying like this, that I have rules. The rules are the entranceway can't be wider than 10 amot. That's one rule. And I can't have omein meruba leparetz. I can't have more open than that which is closed. So he says, just like tzuras hapetach is not curative of the problem of an entranceway being more than 10 amot wide, according to the way that Rav was learning. In other words, Rav says, not like our Mishnah, Rav says it doesn't cure anything. So just like tzuras hapetach can't cure the problem of an entranceway which is wider than 10 amot, it also can't cure the problem of omeid, if parvus is merubala omeid, if parvus is merubala omeid. That's what he's saying. So the Gemara says, and let me just do a few lines and we'll come back. So he says, mali yoter me eser oser b'mavui, he says the two, so the Gemara says the two aren't necessarily comparable. Mali yoter me eser oser b'mavui, shkin lo hitartabo eitzel pase b'raud, the Reb Meir. So if you remember yesterday, we spoke about the pase b'raud. And let me go back to the Pasei Biraot. We had a picture here somewhere. Yeah. So remember with the Pasei Biraot, so the entranceway, again, this was within the sheath of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, who held it could be 13 and a third amot. But the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, Remeir holds it can only be 10 amot. So the entranceway, so he holds that the entranceway here can only be 10 amot. That, and so that's a given. But in other words, it can't be wider than 10 amot. So put like a 10 here instead of 13 and a third. It can't be wider than 10 amot. But you know, for the Pasei Biraot, we do have Paritz's Merubah L'Omeid. In other words, we have two rules. So one rule is inviolate. One rule that the entranceway can't be wider than 10 amot, that holds true throughout. But this rule about that the Omeid has to be Merubah L'Paritz, that we're waiving when it comes to this Pasei Biraot. That rule, we're waiving it. So he says, So the two are not comparable. The fact that a tzurus hapetach can't cure a wider entranceway doesn't mean that it can't be curative of the paris is merubah la'omeid. He says, Tomer paris merubah la'omeid, ha'oser b'chatzer, shkein itarta eitzel pasei b'raud l'devrei akol. So again, let's go back and let me repeat a little bit, okay? Let me repeat the whole Gemara. So we started off with sort of waiving some of the rules. In other words, I have, again, so the shear for the mavui is 10 amot in width, and for the entranceway is 10 amot in width, 20 amot in height. So if I have a korah, it can't be higher than 20 amot, I should put it that way. and then the entranceway can't be wider than 10 amot. So we said, so the Mishnah says, if I have a tzura petach, so I could be wider than 10 amot. And then the Gemara said, what about height? Can I have higher Surah Petach? And the Gemara said, yeah, you could do that as well. Then the Gemara said, what about an Amaltra? Amaltra was the prominence. Then I could have higher than 20 Amot. Can I also do wider than 10 Amot? So the Gemara was unable to resolve that. Then the Gemara says, Rav disagreed with our Mishnah, or Rav held that the version of the Mishnah says that Sarich Lamait, that even with the Surah Petach, you have to limit it to 10 Amot in width. So Rav Yosef says we can extrapolate from Rav's din that Surah Petach doesn't do anything for the entranceway, that it wouldn't do anything for the din of Paris Merubah La'omeid. It wouldn't do anything for that either, because those are the two rules they have. One is that the entranceway can't be wider than 10 amot. The other is that I can't have Paris Merubah La'omeid. So the Gemara says not necessarily the case, because it could be that the din of the entranceway, that's set in stone, so to speak. That applies even to, by the Pasei Birot. But Paris Mubal Omeid, that we waive by the Pasei Birot, maybe the Sursa Petach would be good for that. All right. Let me just give me one second. All right, I'm gonna do another 6, 7, 8 lines, and I'll pause and I'll open up the floor for a discussion, okay? So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Le, should I say the following Brisa supports Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef wanted to say that according to Rav, that the Surah Petach doesn't help you with the entranceway, and it doesn't help you from the aspect of Paris Merubala Omeid. So he says, Lema Messiah, should I say the following Brisa supports that proposition? The Brisa says, Defanar Halalu Sheruban Petachim Chalonot, these partitions that are mostly entranceways and windows, mutar, they're permissible, Vachi Omeid Rubala Paritz. He says, provided that there's more standing than open. So the Gemara says, Sheruban Salkatai, you just said that they're mostly open, then you said that mostly has to be standing. Ela Ema Sheriba Behem Petachim Chalonot, means he's got a lot of entranceways, a lot of Chalonot, Bachi Omein Ruba LaParetz, provided that there's more standing than Paritz. Now, we think right now that when we talk about the entranceways, they have a Tzurus HaPetach. That's what we think is going on. So the question is, in other words, if it's mostly open, but the entranceways have a Tzurus HaPetach, is that curative of the defect? That's the question we have. So he says, so Amarav Kahana, So here we're saying Vachi Omin Ruba LaParetz, that I have to have more solid than empty. So that's on all fours what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. So that I can't utilize the aspect of the Tzurus HaPetach. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Kitani Hi B'Pitchei Shimoi. So Rav Kahana says, when it mentions over there, it's about defective doorways, not the Yavet Tzurus HaPetach. The doorways are defective. How are they defective? My Pitchei Shimoi. Pliba Rav Ruchumi Rav Yosef, Matlu Rav Ruchumi Rav Yosef, Chadamar Dleit Luhu Shakfei. One says that they don't have like lintels, and here we'll go back to our share screen. 1 minute. Yeah, so you hear in picture 142, it's like crenellated. You see here? Crenellated. So it's not like you don't have like a straight doorpost. He says, V'chadamar d'leit l'hu tikra. One said there was no, you know, lintel on top of it. So that's what it's talking about. So I have like these defective doorways, and therefore it's not good. So we haven't been able to prove conclusively that, you know, bring a conclusive proof for, you know, the Rav Yossi's proposition that according to Rav, Tzurus HaPetach would not, you know, help for not only for the petach, but not help even according to for the paris mubala omeid. Okay, let me hear some questions. Let's hear questions from everybody.
All right. If these two pictures don't have tzurus petach, if they have tzurus petach, it won't help?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. If it has tzurus petach, will it help? That's what we want to know. So these two
pictures that you just showed.
This is not a tzurus petach, and this is not a tzurus petach.
I understand. If it has one, it wouldn't help.
If it had one, we don't know if it would help or not help. The question was, according to Rav, would it help or not? So Rav Yosef wanted to say, according to Rav, it would not help, but we haven't been able to prove conclusively that that's the case. All right, any other questions? Everybody good?
I thought they were arguing if there's more open space.
That's the same thing I'm saying. In other words, I want the Tzurus HaPetach to close up the space.
Okay.
So we haven't been able to prove whether it would or would not close up the space. Because this Brisa was talking about things that don't have a Tzurus HaPetach. If it would have a Tzurus HaPetach, maybe it would close the space. Or that's one way to understand the Brisa.
Okay.
All right. Everybody good? Good? Okay. All right. Now, so we're 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Everybody think? Okay. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan Sabar Lo Lahad D'Rav. So now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav's holding. Now, 1 second. Yeah. So we're just talking about a Tzurus HaPetach. If it's wider than 10 Amod, it doesn't work. Again, our Mishnah says if the entranceway is wider than 10 Amod and I have a Tzurus HaPetach, I'm home free. And Rav said no. you should teach the Mishnah differently, that you might. And Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with Rav's Hezver, with Susa Petach doesn't help you with the width. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lala Hadrav, the Amar Rav in Barav Aram, Rabbi Yitzchak, Masav Dam Echad, Mi Bikat Beit Horton. There was an incident with a man from Bikat Beit Horton, it's the name of a place. Shana'atz Arba Kundesim Barba Pinot Asadeh. He took four poles and put them in the four corners of a field. In other words, each corner has got a pole. He says, Umatach Zemora Aleihem, and he put a vine on top of it. Think of it like a rope. So instead of a rope, he has a vine going from pole to pole to pole. So he's got, in essence, four Tzuris HaPetach around the property. Ubama Selfnei Chachamim, the incident came before the Chachamim, is the status of that field. Buturul in Kilayim, he said, for Inin Kilayim, meaning for Kilia Karim, if I have a vineyard in the field, then and there's a wall around it, I can plant the vegetables right flush with the wall on the other side. So he's saying, if Tzuris HaPetach is saying it's an imaginary wall, but I have a wall, so I can plant the, in terms of Kilayim, is a different topic. He says, V'amar Reish Lakish, Keder Shitru Lelinin Kilayim, Kachi Tru Lelinin Shabbat. Reish Lakish says, just like it works for Kilayim, so too it works for Shabbos, and Memela, I have good Mechitzot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lekilayim Hitru Lelinin Shabbat Lo Hitru Lo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it works for Kilayim, but it doesn't work for Shabbos. And here you see our picture over here with the four poles and the vine on it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "B'maya skinan." So what is this? So the point we're trying to establish is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it's wider than 10 amot, this is a Tzuris HaPetach. Each one of these things is a Tzuris HaPetach, right? Tzuris HaPetach, Tzuris HaPetach, well, four Tzuris HaPetach around. So we're trying to prove, we're going to prove in a minute that it's wider than 10 amot and that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't rely on it for Dinei Shabbos, meaning Rabbi Yochanan is willing to rely on it for Dinei Kilayim, but for Shabbos, which is more Chamor, he doesn't rely on it. And that's what I've said in the past, like you have definition for one thing, it may not apply in a different area in Halacha. So B'maya Skinan, Ilim Minatzad, if we're talking about Minatzad, Minatzad is where the vine doesn't go over the pole, but on the side of the pole. Okay, that's his picture. Ilim Minatzad, Rav Chista says, if it's Minatzad, that's zero. And here you see another picture, 145, and you see it's like Minatzad, that's nothing, because the Mashkov has got to be on top, not on the side. So it doesn't do anything. Ela al Gaban. So that being the case, the only thing we could be talking about is where it's on top of it, which is the way we have it in the picture. Uvamai, and what is the case? Ilim Be'eser. If it's less than 10 amot in width, he says, Bahalim Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbat lo. Would Rabbi Yochanan say that doesn't work by Shabbos? The Gemara takes it that it would work by Shabbos. So this is a little bit different than what we said earlier. Remember earlier we had with where it was, where it's mostly parrots, because it's like here it's the parrots is Merubah La'omed. Here the Gemara takes it as a given that it would work. If it's less than 10 amot, he says elav yeter meyaser. Is it not that the issue was that these were bigger than 10 amot, and Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for Shabbos. So if that's the case, we have a proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tzuris HaPetach doesn't work if it's wider than 10 amot, which is what we wanted to prove, which is the same as what Rav says. So the Gemara says lo liolam beeser uminatzad. So the Gemara says no. I could say the incident was that the entranceways or the spaces here were less than 10 amot, and Gufa, the issue was that it was minatzad, that the vine was on the side and here, like on the side, like that. He says, Uv Rav Chista Kemifliki, and the point of dispute is Rav Chista's halakha. Rav Chista says that Tzuris HaPetach minatzad is not good. That Gufa is what they're arguing about. So, meaning that we think that just focusing on Shabbos, so for Kilayim, they both agree it works if it's minatzad. But for Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't work. And Reish Lakish holds it does work. That's what we think the machloket is. Not that it's bigger than 10 amot, but just does Tzuris HaPetach Menatzad, does that work for Shabbos? Yochanan says no, and Reish Lakish says it does work. Rami's Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan, Rami's Reish Lakish is Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, if that's the machloket, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan, we have a contradiction in Reish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish, again, Reish Lakish said Minatzad worked. That's what we said. Minatzad worked. The Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Chanina, just the name of Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Chanina. So it's going to come out, this is his Rebbe, the Gemara thinks. We'll see in a minute. Turn page, the top line, and you off on the base. So, Peyam Uteret Le'inin Kilayim Avolo L'Shabbat. That he's got a Tzuris HaPetach, he says, with a plaited vine stretched across poles that helps by Kilayim but not by Shabbos. So again, In the earlier, we think this is the same case as the earlier case. So the earlier case, we have two issues, Kilayim and Shabbos. The earlier case, Reish Lakish says, green light. In other words, that whatever the earlier case was, we think it's Menatzad, and we think this is also Menatzad. That it was good for Kilayim, good for Shabbos. Now Reish Lakish says it's good for Kilayim, it's not good for Shabbos, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said earlier. Rabbi Yochanan amar, kimechitza l'shabbat delo, kach mechitza l'kilayim delo. Rabbi Yochanan said before, worked for Kilayim, but not for Shabbos, which was green light, red light. Now he says red light, it works for neither one. So b'shleimet Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish l'kasha. So the Gemara says, within Reish Lakish, we don't think there's a contradiction. Here he said it was good for both. Here he says it's only good for Kilayim. Hadidei hadrabei. I could say one represents his own personal opinion that's good for both, and this represents his Rebbe's opinion, because the second Brisa, he was quoted, well, not Brisa, but the second statement, he was quoting Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, who was his Rebbe. Ella de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But within Rabbi Yochanan, we have a contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan said in the first one, it was good by Kilayim, not good by Shabbos. Here he says, not good by either one. So he says, Iyam Rabbi Shlema Hatam al Gaban, Hacham and Atzad Shapir. So if I'll say the first case was not on the side, but it was on Gaban, so then I have a way to explain it. So al Gaban he holds is partially good, but on Atzad is not good at all. Ella Yamrit Idibidi Min Hatzad, but if you're going to say they're both Min Hatzad, I'm going to run into problems. Because the earlier Machloket, the Rabbi Yochanan said it's good by Kilayim. And here, if this one's Min Hatzad, he says it's not good by either one. So, so the Gemara says, Ella Yamrit Idibidi Min Hatzad, my Ichlam Emar, Yolam Idibidi Min Hatzad. So the Gemara says, no, both are talking Min Hatzad. Hatam Be'eser, Hachab Yoter Me'eser. So he says that over there, the first case we're talking about where the entranceways were less than 10 Amot. Here, the entrances are bigger than 10 amot, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says it's not good in either one. How do I know, where do I have proof that we're mechalik between whether the entranceway is 10 amot or bigger than 10 amot? The Amali Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Lo kachaya ma'aseh shalach Rabbi Yeshua Yisrael Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, l'lmod Torah, that the Tana Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to study Torah, meaning he's going to ask him a question about mechitzot, afa pi shebaki behilchot kilayim, even though Rabbi Yeshua himself was a baki in hilchot kilayim, umetzoshi yoshe beina ilanot, and he, Rabbi Yeshua, encountered Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who was sitting among different trees, umatach zemora me ilan ilan, he stretched a vine from tree to tree. Let's see if we have a picture of this. Here we go. So I assume this is, yeah, here's this picture here, and picture 146. He says, umatach zemora me ilan ilan, but Amar lo Rebbe, Igafanim Khan, Mahuluzroa Khan. So if there are, let's say, oh, here's got it. Yeah. So if there are vines growing where bays is over here, can I plant vegetables here? Meaning, is it a good machitza? Amar lo, so he answered him, the Eser Mutar, if the entranceway is less than 10 amot, it's permissible. Yoter me Eser Asur. But if it's more than an Eser, not. But my Eskinan, so what is the case? Ilem al Gaban. Yoter me'eser asur. So if it's on top of the posts, that's a good surah sapetach. Bahatanya ayusham kanin hadokranin. He's got like sharp poles. V'yasami lahen peyami lamala. He made like this plaited vine on top of it. Afil biyoter me'eser mutar. It's permissible. Again, we're talking about the dinim of kilayim. Elav minatzad. Is it not that the question was minatzad? But kamarle be'eser mutar. Yoter me'eser asur. That if it's up to 10 amot, it's permissible. More than 10 amot, it's prohibited. Shmamina. So the Gemara, again, so the Gemara wants to say that the one that the machloket on Amud Aleph is talking about where it's min hatzad. And so it's machloket leaning Shabbos, whether min hatzad helps. Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't work for Shabbos. Reish Lakish says it does work for Shabbos. But they both agreed that by Kilayim it did work. And then we had a contradiction with the statement on Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan said it didn't work even for Kilayim. So the Gemara says, the case where he says it doesn't work even for Kilayim is where the entranceway is bigger than 10 amot. Okay, let me just pause and take some questions. And here you have the sharpened poles just stuck in with the thing like this. Okay, let me come back. All right. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did?
What's the second case again?
When you say second case, you mean the case on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis?
Correct.
Yeah, So initially, again.
First case is talking about in the side. I got that.
Minatzad. The second case is also talking about Minatzad. So if that's the case, we have a contradiction. Because an Ahmed Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says.
I got a Reish Lakish. So how do you answer Rabbi Yochanan?
Let's just focus on Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yochanan and Ahmed Aleph says it's good by Kilayim, not by Shabbos. Right. And Ahmed Beis, he says not good by anything.
Anything, right.
So the Gemara says that on Ahmed Aleph, he's talking about where the entranceway was less than 10 Amot. On Ahmed Beis, he's talking about where it's bigger than 10 Amot.
That's on 10, he will allow it for Kilayim, but not for Shabbat.
That's correct.
But if it's more than 10, he won't allow it for Kilayim either.
You got it. You can give the shiur already, Yossi.
Yeah, right.
You got it. Okay. And any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. I'm sorry. This is so tough. This is the way Killer Erevin is. I'm doing the best I can.
Can I ask a general question?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have a sauce of petach, do you still need a what is that sidebar called?
A lechi.
You still need a lechi?
So if it's a mavu, you
that was still a machlokas.
Well,
I don't think we ever had that.
No.
I don't remember having that. I don't think we had that.
Yeah, if it's a mavui, so the tzuris hapetach is forming
helps the entrance.
The tzuris hapetach is forming a partition around whatever the rishus is.
Okay.
If it's a mavui, it doesn't relieve you of the responsibility to have a lechi or a korah.
So you still need a lechi.
Yeah, I think so. Or a korah at the entranceway. That's what I think. What did you say, okay. Michael? Not this way, Michael.
Depends if it's mafulash or if it's
No. You're thinking something else. In other words, we said. In the Mishnah, we've been talking about a mavui mafula, a mavui satum. So mavui satum, I need a lechi or korah at the entranceway. If it's a mavui mafulash, at the other end, I need a tzuris hapetach or a delet. That's a different issue. But he's saying if the walls are a tzuris hapetach, and now the entranceway is just, do I need a lechi or korah?
This is to a chatzar, you're saying, or to a mavui?
Well, he said, I'm saying to a mavui, but whatever the requirements would be, they're not any different when you have a tzurus hapetach. Okay. All right, let's see back in the Gemara now. All right, so we're around the 10th wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Everybody think 11b, the 10th wide line. Okay, Gufa, early we quoted, Amar of Chesed, Tzura Petach Shasam Minatzad, Lo Asav Lo Klom, that if I have a Tzura Petach, that I made it Minatzad, and let me get a picture up again. So Minatzad is like this. In other words, so you have the Tzura Petach, but the crossbeam is not on top of the post, it's on the side of the post. So that's a zero. But Amar of Chesed, Tzura Petach Shamru, Tzrichashte Bria, Hilamid Badelet. This is a little bit your question, Livia. Tzurusa petach has to be like strong enough to hold up a door, but filu delet shel kashim, even if it's made of straw. So it means it just has to be strong enough to, you know, hold up like the lightest of doors. He says, Amarish Lakish Mishum Rabyanai, Tzurusa petach Sricha Heker Tzir. It requires like the hinge to be there. So my Heker Tzir, Amaravivya Avkuta, the pivot hole. So here you see in picture 148, here's a door. It looks like the pivot hole for the door. So again, this represents the opinion of Reish Lakish. It doesn't look like that's the halakha l'maisa. So Reish Lakish is saying that I would need like a pivot hole, even though I'm not having an actual door there, but I need that. That's the basic idea that he's saying. So Ashkinu Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Ibi, L'tamid Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha encountered the Tamid of Rav Ashi. Amar Luhu Amar Mar, Midi B'tzurda Petach. Did Rav Ashi have anything to say about Tzurda Petach? Amrulei, Lo Amar V'lo Klom. He said, no, he didn't say anything. I don't know why the Gemara brings that line in, frankly. I don't know how that helps. It seems like a strange line. They just said he encountered them. He says, he didn't have anything to say. He didn't have anything to say. It sounds so strange. All right. So the Gemara says, Tana taught Nebraisa, Tzurda Petach Sha'amru, Kanamikan, Vikanamikan, Vikanal Gabayan. So Tzurda Petach, I have one pole here, and a cross pole. So one pole for one side, one pole for the other side, and then a pole, in other words, a side post of a pole, a side post of a pole, and a pole for a lintel. That's the Tzurda Petach. So the Gemara says, Srikhan Liga, Wain Srikhan Liga. So now, let me get the picture here, if we have a picture. Okay, so here in picture 149, here you see Tzurusa Petach. Let's say the cross area doesn't touch the two posts. So does that work or not work? So Rav Nachman Amar ain't Srikhan Liga. Rav Nachman says it doesn't have to touch it. And obviously, that's the way we hold. Like with our Eruv, they put like a post underneath it, and directly above it is the wire, so it's not touching. He says, Rav Sheshet Amar ain't Srikhan Liga. Rav Sheshet says, no, that doesn't work. It has to be in physical contact with the two side posts. As Rav Nachman, Vabat Uvda, Beresh Kaluta Kishmaite. So Rav Nachman went, and he set up whatever, I don't know if it was a chatzer or a mavui, but he set it up, you know, for the house of the Reish Galuta, like he held that it didn't have to touch. So he set up, let's say, maybe a mavui or whatever's going, and he did it that way. Let me see how, what case they were. I was saying, one second. Yeah, he says Surus HaPetach. So what, he doesn't say what, yeah, he just said he was setting up a Surus HaPetach at the home of the Reish Galuta. So whatever he was enclosing with the Surus HaPetach, he did it where it didn't touch the side posts. Amalei Rav Sheshet L'Shamei, so Rav Sheshet, who held that it had to touch the side posts, he said to his attendant, Rav Gada, the attendant's name was Rav Gada, Zil Shlof Shadinu. He says, go, like, grab it and throw it down, because I'm afraid people are going to learn and think that you can rely on such a Surus HaPetach where you can't rely on it. So the Gemara says, Azal Shalaf Shadinu. So he took it, he threw it down. So Ashkehu Debei Reish Galuta. So the members of the house of Reish Galuta saw him that he's destroying their Surus HaPetach. Chavshuhu, they locked him up. Azal Rav Sheshet Kamababa, Rav Sheshet, who had instructed him, came, he stood by the entranceway. Amar Lei got a puk. Tanafa. He says, Gada, leave. That was his name, Rav Gada, and he came out, he left. And they quoted here in the art scroll from the Hagos Yavetz that they thought that Rav Gada was acting on his own recognizance. They didn't realize he was acting under the direction of Rav Sheshet, and under those circumstances, they permitted him to go out. Anyway, the point is that we had a machloket whether the top, the lintel has to touch the side post or not. So Rav Nachman holds it does not, which is the way we hold the Lach L'maisa. Rav Sheshet holds it does. Now, Ashkei Rav Sheshet, the Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshet encountered Rabba. Now again, Rav Sheshet holds that it has to touch. He counted Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amarlei, Tanimar, Midi, B'tzuris HaPetach. Did you teach anything, any Braisa by B'tzuris HaPetach? Amarlei, in. He said, I did. So he says, Tanina, we learn in the Braisa, Kipa. Kipa is an archway. And here we have our archway. So with this archway, again, I must say the color picturing book has got much nicer pictures. But with the archway, it's going to come out, in order to be chayv in a mezuzah, I need four tefachim here. You see where my arrow is? You see the arrow, right? Four tefachim across and ten tefachim up, okay? So now here's the archway over here, but if I have that clearance, this will be chayv in a mezuzah. We'll see in a minute. So he says here, Tanina kipa, Remeir mechayv mezuzah v'chachamim potrim. Is machlokti Remeir and the chachamim, whether an archway is chayv in a mezuzah or not. We'll see exactly what the circumstances are of the machloket in a few lines. He says v'shavin, but they both agree shemiyesh baragla asara shechayevet. They both agree that if it goes up 10 tefachim from the legs, and I have 4 tefachim across, that is chayev in a mezuzah. So now that is going to be somewhat contradictory for Rav Sheshet, because in other words, like the lintel is over here. The lintel's, in other words, the solid part of the lintel is really like here. And yet, when it goes up 10 tefachim, we consider it to be like a door frame. You understand what I'm saying? Here I have a post, here I have a post. And the solid part is up here. But notwithstanding that, we consider it to be a door frame. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Akul modim im gvo asara ve'im baragle shlosha. Everybody agrees that if it goes up 10 tefachim in height, in other words, the archway here, look in picture 153, if the archway goes up 10 tefachim, which it does, but ein baragla shlosha, in other words, it's less than 3 tefachim before it begins to taper off. So here it is 3 tefachim, but if it's less than 3 tefachim before it begins to taper off, he says, oh, inami yesh baragla shlosha, or it does have 3 tefachim here, he says, ve'ein gavoa asara, but there's no point. Does he have it here? There's no point where it goes up 10 tefachim. Here he's got it that way. But in other words, yeah, okay, here's his example. He says, Ve'im barakla shlosha. He says, there's not 3 tefachim here. But anyway, you get the idea. In other words, if it doesn't, in other words, I need one of the shiurim. Either I need the shiur, in other words, either I need 3 tefachim here before it begins to taper off, or I need 10 tefachim high. So he says, "Ve'im b'gova shlosha." He says, "Let me see again. Im gavoa asar ve'im b'gola shlosha." But no, if I only have one of the two elements, inami yesh b'gola shlosha ve'im gavoa asara v'lo klum. Everybody agrees that you're not chayiv in a mezuzah. Ki pligi, the machloket is The point of dispute between the mayor and the Chachamim is that if there's three tfachim here, he says, and it has a height of 10 tfachim, he says, Ba'in rechava arba'a. Ugvoa asara, Ba'in rechava arba'a. Ba'in rechava arba'a. One second. Give me one second. Yeah, but there's not four tfachim wide along the minimum height of 10 tfachim, right? So in other words, this is four tfachim. So the four tfachim doesn't go for the whole height. He says, in other words, if I imaginary, I cut it off, I have the space. He says, Rameir Savar Chokin Lahashlim. Rameir says, I'm Chayvan. Let me just mute everybody because I hear some noise coming in. One second. Let me go back. One second. Let me just mute everybody again. I'm so sorry. So we can have it here. Okay. Okay, now we're good. Okay, so again, I have this archway. In the middle of the archway, I have 10 tefachim, which is good. And here I have 4 tefachim wide. But I don't have 4 tefachim going all the way through. But I have at least 3 tefachim where I have 4 tefachim, 3 tefachim in height. That's the machloket between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says, Chokkin l'hashlim. I could view it as if it's cut off, and I can say your chayv nuzuzah, and the Chachamim hold not that way. Rabbanan Sabri and Chokkin l'hashlim. So there they have the machloket. But in this case, in picture 151, there's no machloket, because here I have 10 tefachim high, I have 4 tefachim wide, but in terms of the lintel is suspended in the air. So the Gemara says, that's the Brice that repeats over to Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet held the lintel had to touch the post. So he said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, if you meet like the people from the Reish Galuta, he says, Lo temeluhu lebe Reish Galuta v'lo midi. Please don't say anything to them. Meha matni to the tipa. Please don't tell them about this brisa, because I'm going to be in gahak tzuris if they hear about this brisa, because the brisa implies that I'm wrong, but I don't want to publicize it. Okay, let's see. All right, who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did?
Yeah, a quick review, please, of this arches.
Yep, I'd like that.
I lost you.
All right.
I apologize, Rabbi. I had unmuted myself because I had a question to ask.
Wait. I can only do one question at a time, okay? I already got two questions. So hold off for a minute, Livia, and then I'll get to you, okay? Just one minute. All right. Now, so Yosef wants a review. Let's review. So we said that there was a first with the post and the crossbeam. We said there was a machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman says, let me get a picture book again.
It doesn't have to touch.
Right, okay. So where is it?
Right there.
Yeah, so Rav Nachman says like this one, it does not have to touch. Rav Sheshet says it does have to touch. Okay. Then we saw that Rav Sheshet was like, I don't want to say vigilante, but he went in and he sent his attendant.
He ordered,
to
he, told, to, he, told, yeah, right.
he said, get rid of that, this get rid of this inferior Srusa Petach. Okay, so then he asks, of somebody who did he speak to? Rav Sheshet encounters Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Okay. Rav Sheshet encounters Rabbi Bar Shmuel. He says, "Do you have anything to teach me about Tzuris HaPetach?" So he teaches him this brisa, and the brisa is talking about whether an archway is chayv in a mezuzah. Now, to be chayv in a mezuzah, I need a straight up lintel and I need a crossbeam. That's what I need to be chayv in it. Okay, so they both agree. This is the most important part. They both agree if I have an archway and there's 10 tefachim in height and 4 tefachim in width, and then it begins to taper off,
you're
chayev, even though there's no crossbeam here. There's no crossbeam at the 10 tefachim height. The crossbeam is up here, but nevertheless, I'm chayev in a mezuzah. So that slugs up Rav Sheshet. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that means it's not touching.
Right. So that brisa slugs up Rav Sheshet. Okay, that's right. One. Okay, now we said that there's a machloket between Reb Meir and Rav Sheshet. So what's the machloket? So machloket, if I have an entranceway like here, and it's 3 tefachim, in other words, 4 tefachim across, it goes up 3 tefachim before it begins to taper off, and it's 10 tefachim in the middle. So Reb Meir says, in this case, I view it as chokikin. I view it as if like I'm sawing out this interior part, and it's chayv in a mezuzah. And the Chachamim say, no, you're patur from an mezuzah.
What do the Chachamim require? Four tefachim before it gets smaller?
So the Chachamim require, one second, the Chachamim require, one second, let's see it again, one second. Let me take a look. So what would the Chachamim require? One second, 1 minute. 1 minute, give me 1 minute. It sounds like the Chachamim require a full 10 tefachim and then 4 tefachim across. But it's the Chiddush is within the Shita Rameir. Rameir would say that even if I just have 3 tefachim, and then it begins to taper, it's chayav and a mezuzah. That's lechora what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So are you good now?
Yes. That's it?
That's it. Okay. Now, Fern, are you good? Okay. Now, let me hear. Okay, Livia, what do you got? I can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself, Livia. Unmute yourself. I can't hear a word you're saying. Je ne coute pas.
Okay. So first of all, I had apologize. I admitted myself to be ready, so I apologize.
Okay.
I wanted to know how come it's possible for the rabbis to put somebody in jail. I don't understand that.
You know, well, first of all, one second, who says that the rabbis are putting people in jail? This is the Reish Galuta. The Reish Galuta. In the Gemara, Reish Galuta, they're like free agents. They do whatever they want. They don't necessarily act within halacha that they put people in jail. But a Beis Din has like full authority to use sort of all sorts of techniques. But this was not a Beis Din that was convened to do it. It was Reish Galuta. Okay, any other questions? All right, we're moving on. We're almost at the end of the daf. Let's go on. All right, let me go back. Let me see if I see pictures. Okay, now, and coming attractions, like my friend Michael Frank was saying today, on Shabbos we have Yud Gimel and Matloka Beit Hill Beit Shammai. Nice material, and with the Bachkol and everything like that, at least a little something to look forward to for Shabbos.
Just one daf, that's it?
Well, it's not even one daf. It's the Ahmed Bey's on Yud Gimel.
Oh, my God.
we'll stop it. You're going to make it through. Now, also, there's nice Agadato when you get to Nun Dalet, but you can make it there. All right. Also, the next parak with the Pasei Biraud, I think, is significantly easier with beginning on daf Yud Zayin. So we're on daf Yud Aleph. So Monday is daf Tet Vav. So Wednesday, beginning on Wednesday, I think it'll be a little bit easier. Okay? All right, let's see back on the Gemara. All right, Manitin, Hechsher Ma'avui, Beit Shammai Lechi B'Kora. Beit Shammai says, I need a Lechi and a Kora to carry in a Ma'avui. He says, Beit Hillel Omrim, O Lechi O Kora. Beit Hillel says, a Lechi or a Kora. Reb Lezer Omer, Lechayayin. Reb Lezer says, you need two Lechis. It's interesting, even though we've been discussing it up till now, the Mishnah hadn't set it forth, because the first Mishnah was just talking about, I think, about the width of the Mavui, is what the first Mishnah was talking about, the height and the
but
width.
But we knew about the Machloket already.
Right. You had to know what to do with the Gemara, but the first Mishnah was talking about Mavui, which is higher than Esrim Amma, and then we spoke about if it was Rachav, the Esrim Amma. So we spoke about height and width, but we didn't really speak about all the formalities, the requirements. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tamid Achad, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So one Talmud said for Rabbi Akiva in the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, "Lenechlu Beit Shammai u'Beit Hillel amavu ishu pachot mi'arba amod shu nitar obalechi b'kora." So according to him, there was no machloket if the entranceway is less than 4 amod across in width. Everybody agreed that you need a lechi or a kora. Amanechlu aracha mi'arba amod biad eser. The machloket was 4 amod to 10 amod. Beit Shammai lechi b'kora. It was the bigger entranceways. Beit Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora. Bihilomrim o lechi o kora. Bihil says the same din. So Am Rabbi Akiva al zev yal zev nechleku. So Rabbi Akiva said no. They had a machloket across the board. All right. So it's three.
Right, you flew through that Mishnah.
Well, you know it already. You could teach it to me. It's so again. So the Beit Hillel says I need a lechi or a kora. Beit Shammai says I need a lechi and a kora. And then Reb Lezer says I need two lechis. Right. So, you have a question?
Second half of the Mishnah.
So a Talmud spoke before Rabbi Akiva, and he quoted Rabbi Ishmael, and he claimed that there was no machloket when the width of the mavui is up to Dalet Amot, that Beit Shammai Ben Hillel agree that you need a lechi or a korah. And then the whole machloket is from Dalet Amot to
4 to 10. 4 to 10. Amot.
And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's across the board.
Even for 4.
Okay, even for less than 4. Okay, so we're now 6 lines from the bottom in the Gemara. Everybody think? Okay, so the Gemara says, Kiman, lo kachanani v'lo kitana kama. Now, the Gemara thinks in the Hava Mina that the Mishnah is really talking about a mavui mafulash. A mavui mafulash is a mavui that's opened up on both ends of the Rishus HaRabin. Let me see if I have a picture of that. Let me see if we have one here. No. No.
You have it from very early.
All right. But anyway, you get the idea. So he says, so it's not like, if you remember, the Tana Kama said, I need a lechi or a korah at one end, and I need a tzurit hapetach at the other end. And then Hananiah had a version of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and according to Hananiah's version, Beit Shammai says, I need an actual petach, I need a doorway at the other end of the mavui. So we think that our Mishnah is talking about a mavui mefulash, and saying that Beit Shammai says, I need a lechina kora to be matirit, but it doesn't sound like I need, there was no tzuris ha-petach there, there's no delet there, anything like that. So Amar of Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. So Rav Yehuda says, no, this is what the Mishnah means. Hechsher Mavui Satum. It's a regular Mavui that's not opened up. Like with the cul-de-sac, Ketzad, Beishamrim Lechi B'Korah, Nomrim Olechi O'Korah. Beishamrim Lechi B'Korah. Now, okay, so that's where we're up till now. Now, the Gemara says, Beishamrim Lechi B'Korah. Beishamrim says, I need, so again, I have 3 walls, and then I'm going to have a Lechi and a Korah at the entranceway to the Mavui. So he says, Lamaimra, the Ksavri Beit Shammai, Arba Mechitza Doraita. So we think, is Beit Shammai saying that in order to create a Rishus Yachid on a Doraisa level, I need 4 walls? In other words, I have the 3 walls, and I can't just do a Lechi or a Korah. I need a Lechi and a Korah. We think that Beit Shammai is saying, I need something that's going to create a 4th wall in order to create a Rishus Yachid. That's what we think is going on. So he says, the name of the Kesavar Beit Shammai, the Kesavri Beit Shammai, Arba Chitzot Doraita. Lo, so Gemara says, Lizrok, Mishal Shud Mechayev. Beit Shammai holds no. With 3 walls, they agree it's a Rishus HaYachid on a Doraisa level, which is the way most Rishonim hold. In other words, it is a Rishus HaYachid on a Doraisa level, he says. And so Mamela, if I throw from the Rishus HaRabim into this Rishus, even without a Lechi, without a Korah, I'm Chayev. For motzi mirushut rishut on Shabbos, that's really hachnasa from bringing from the rishut rabbim shuv yachid letaltel, but have the green light to carry within the mavui adika arba. There, I need like a sort of like theoretical 4th wall, which Beit Shammai says I'll do with the lechi and the korah. Beit Hillel omrim o lechi o korah. Beit Hillel says I need a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara says lema kasabri Beit Hillel shlosh mechitzo doraita. So now, does that mean that Beit Hillel holds that 3 mechitzot on a Torah level? I need 3 walls on a Torah level in order to have Rosh Hashiach HaDereisa. So the Gemara says, lo, lizrok mishtaim hu demechayev. It could be that Beit Hillel holds 2 walls would create a Rosh HaRabim, on a Rosh Hashiach on a Dereisa level. Letaltala de ikah shalosh. But in order to be permitted to carry, I need 3 walls and then a lechi and a korah. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara wants to say that it could be the Beit Hillel holds 2 walls on a derais level make a rishus yachid. It could be the Beit Shammai holds 3 walls will make a rishus yachid. All right, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, 1 second. Let me end the recording. Let me end the stop share here. Okay, let me end the recording.